Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. Get ready to start journeying life mostly natural with me, Moke Angel. Hello, everybody. I know it has been about a minute since we have been on a pod trail, so I thought a good thing for us to do to be able to stretch ourselves back into journeying life mostly natural with me, Moke Angel, is to do a really fun herb introduction that I learned when I was starting to get into herbalism. And I tell you what, I was really surprised when I found out just how amazing this herb that I'm about to share with you can be, not just for everyone in general, but for men in particular. And that's why I'm calling this pod trail, Men, Start Sowing Your Oat Straw. And no, this is not a RuPaul's designer challenge on making the cut. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of obvious what I was probably suggesting there, but it's surprisingly amazing to know that oat straw literally means, in the old school term of sowing your oats, because it does help with that. I know. I mean, I could have done a little bit more of a, let's just drag it out a bit and talk about it a little bit longer and then get to it. But, you know, I'm doing a little bit of a spoiler alert here and telling you that, yes, it is very helpful for that reason alone. But not only just that, it is something that is so good and beneficial for men in particular. Like, I know I don't want you to feel like all we're going to do is just talk about women feelings and things like that and what's good for just us women, because journeying life mostly natural works for everyone. It doesn't matter who you are or where you come from or what side of the hormonal spectrum you are on. It is going to be very beneficial, but especially for men who need to have that little extra oomph in their life, okay? So, let's get into oat straw. All right, so before I get into oat straw and all of its fantastic benefits that it has for you, I would like to just ask if you would be so kind to just please subscribe to my podcast, and if not, like or share, because that would really help get me noticed by the algorithm, and that way you'll be able to see me pop up more often when you are looking to find out what I am doing next. Awesome. So let's get into oat straw. Oat straw is, yes, it is part of the oat plant, but it's not oat straw like in hay that you would lay out for your farm animals or that you would feed your horses or cattle or anything like that. That is not the oat straw that I'm talking about. So if anyone thinks that that's what I'm talking about and you ran out to Tractor Supply or Farm Supply or whatever pet feed store, livestock store you're thinking about and trying to make that as an herbal medicine for yourself, that is not the one I am talking about. Okay, just clarifying. However, oat straw is something that is great for people who are starting out with herbal medicine. And that's one of the herbs that was recommended by an herbalist that I was looking into back in the day, who said that that is one of the places that you want to start first. One of the reasons why is because there's not a whole lot of side effects that you would have to worry about when it comes to oat straw, unless, of course, you are allergic to oats. That might be an issue. Other than that, there's really not so much that you have to worry about when it comes to having oat straw in your medicinal cabinet, and as well as getting familiar with how to make, like, tonics, infusions, teas, and the difference how it affects you strength-wise by using those different types of techniques for taking it for yourself. Now, when I started out with it, I used it as recommended, and there's two different ways that you can use oat straw, and it's really hard to get a fresh version of it. So usually you can find it at, like, in Amazon or wherever you buy your herbal medicines or your herbs from, that you find you want the green milky oats. It's the freshest part of oat straws when it's growing, and it's the top bits. Okay, that's what you're going to want to have when you're looking for your oat straw. And it does look greener, so if it looks kind of yellow, it means it's way too long, so that's not the one you want. Okay, this the one you want is right before it's starting to be ready to be harvested for food consumption or for seed production. Now, for any of you men out there that is walking along with me on this pod trail to find out why oat straw is beneficial for you as far as your male stamina, sexual stamina is concerned, I will be sharing with you what particular technique that you have to use or what type of concoction that you would have to use to be able to help you get that beneficial medicine from oat straw. But not right now. Right now, we're just going to find out a little bit more about how it is good for you in general. And one of the reasons why it is awesome for most people is because of the fact that it is great for reducing stress. And it does it in a way where it's a very subtle calm, but it's energetic at the same time. Now, that's probably due to the fact that it contains vitamins B1 and B2, as well as protein, and it also has minerals in it too. So that could explain how you could receive the calming energetic benefit. It's not like that high speed sort of energy that you would get from caffeine. It's just like the slow burn type of energy that you get from it. It just gives you that long-term stamina that you would need that can get you through your day. And the fact that it helps reduce your stress levels at the same time, it does it in a long-term way as well. It doesn't just do it for like an hour maybe, or you know, a two-hour thing, or it's not like that instant like just gratification that you would get. It's a long-term gratification. That's one of the reasons why I really like oat straw. It's something that you don't really think about going to, because you know the usual go-tos that you would normally hear would be like chamomile tea. Okay, the nice thing about oat straw that it's not like a sedative in a way where chamomile tea will want you to, you know, kind of cause you to fall asleep right like within a half hour or so. Oat straw does that. It kind of gives you that natural sort of rhythm that you want in your day as far as being feeling relaxed, and then when it's time for you to go to sleep, then it gives you that capability of doing that. And that's one of the reasons why I really enjoyed getting to know oat straw in the beginning of my journey of herbalism. And if there's anyone out there that is interested in herbal medicine, then I do suggest and I do vouch for the fact that it was one of the simplest and safest herbs that you can start out with and try for yourself and see how herbs can work with your natural medicinal journey. Now, when it comes to oat straw, one of the things that you want to be able to do is that you want to make sure, like anything else, is that you just have to be sure that it's not something that you are going to be allergic to before you try it. One of the things I found out about oat straw that I didn't quite know is that it does contain gluten. So even though it's not like your regular oatmeal, sort of your oats that you eat for cereal, that sort of thing, but it's still the straw itself, it does still have gluten in it. So you want to be aware of that if you have gluten allergies of some sort. Oh, hold up a minute. I just checked something out here on this blog who has an article about oat straw that is authored by Tech Naturals. And according to them, and I'm going to quote this, it says, "Oat straw is gluten-free unlike other grains like wheat, rye, and barley. It contains a protein called avin that is tolerated by those with celiac disease and those with a gluten sensitivity or intolerance." Okay, so this is where I'm saying go and research your information yourself, because This is some of the problems I've been coming across when going out and looking for information and updating myself as far as where people are at now with herbalism and herbal information. And these are some of the contradictions that I am coming across. So if you come across them too, I have seen it as well. And I thought I should just go ahead and share that with you. And to make your research just a little bit easier for you, I will go ahead and give you a reference here. The Encyclopedia of Medicinal Plants by Andrew Chevalier. This was copyrighted in 1996. And there it says that oatmeal or the oats has a protein that can contain gluten. And that protein that people are mentioning is avenin. I think that I said that right. I mean, it's A-V-E-N-I-N, avenin. Right? Okay, so that's the protein that contains the gluten. Now, there is contradicting information out there right now that I've seen by either Dr. Axe, who says that oats are gluten-free. There's other places that say that it's gluten-free, or it's not gluten-free because of the fact that it's being processed in other plants that contain grains that have gluten in them, so they get contaminated by that. And there is another blog out there by Dr. Osborne, who had the latest research that was done in 2011, where they also break it all down, like how many parts per million it had in it and all this stuff, yada yada, what FDA considers gluten-free and what's not gluten-free. And according to him and his gluten-free blog, he said that it is not for anyone who has celiac disease or anything like that, that it's not worth getting exposed to it, especially for a long period of time, because it can over time start affecting your inflammatory system. So you just have to do your own research. Those are some places that you can check out and see for yourself, and just put in there oats, are they gluten-free or not, and you'll see whatever pops up in whatever search you're using. And the other thing as well is that it is milky oats that I'm talking about, and from what I could see, they're still claiming in certain places, I think as of like 2019, that it can be still considered not gluten-free because of the fact of that protein, that it still has that protein in it, even though it is at its freshest stage and it hasn't matured yet to a full grain. They can still carry that protein. So do your research and find out for yourself, especially if you are having gluten intolerance issues and you have to be careful with what you have in your diet as far as gluten is concerned. Okay? All right. So just to give you a heads up on that. One of the things that's really awesome about oat straw that I found out here in my Encyclopedia of Medicinal Plants is that oats are best known as nutritious cereal, but they benefit the health in numerous other ways. Now I'm going to skip through and get to the oat straw, where he brings out oat straw is prescribed by medical herbalists to treat general debility and wide variety of nervous conditions. The grain and straw are mildly antidepressant, nice, gently raising energy levels and supporting an overstressed nervous system. Oats are used to treat depression and nervous exhaustion, as well as the profound lethargy that results from multiple sclerosis, chronic neurological pain, and insomnia. With insomnia, oats are thought to stimulate sufficient nervous energy to make sleep possible. Oat straw in particular are tonic when taken medically. Now, one of the things that's really cool about oat straw what I've read here to you from this encyclopedia is a lot of this statements in here are true. I have experienced benefits from having ease from some of these symptoms here that they have shared, that it does hold true. So if you are interested in looking for something that's going to either help you with, like if you're having problems with sleep, I don't know anything about multiple sclerosis. I have to be straight with you on that one, but it says here that it could possibly help with those issues too. Now, I'm not a doctor and all of that stuff, and if you read my description, I let you know, I give my disclaimer that I don't prescribe or anything like that, but I can vouch for certain things that if I've experienced it myself personally, and if it does or has helped me or has not helped me, then I do. This is why we're here, right? We're here so we can be able to share information and find out if there's other things out there or other ways out there that can help us improve our life, okay? And if we're doing that and are experiencing having to go a natural route, then that's why you're walking this pod trail with me, right? You're trying to figure out if natural medicines are beneficial for what you need to do as far as your health is concerned. Okay, so one of the things that I have to say is that as far as profound lethargy, now my experience when I'm feeling super exhausted with oat straw was that I have to admit that there were days where I was feeling really, really tired, and when I took oat straw to kind of get me through the day, it did help do that. And it did, one of the things that's great about oat straw is that it does help with your cognitive thinking. So it helped me be able to keep myself from thinking, you know how when you get so tired that you just make all kinds of mistakes? Well, it helps reduce the amount of mistakes that you can make when you are exhausted and you still have to perform. So it helps your performance enhancement for sure as far as your cognitive thinking is concerned, besides other ways. But I'm not getting there yet. I will get there, but I'm not getting there yet. And what I'll be sharing with you is what you have to do to be able to get the most benefits from using a particular concoction technique that will help you out there. But we're not there yet. So the other thing that I loved about oat straw, and we're going to stay on the cognitive level, is the fact that when it comes to that trying to think through problems, problem solving situations that you have to deal with, especially when you are in a high stress point in your life, it helps you get through those points. It helps you be able to think where you would not normally be able to do if you just, you know, were super tired and you didn't do anything about it and all you could do is you just wanted to sleep. But the problem is you have no choice. You have to stay up and you got to, you know, take care of whatever issues you got to take care of for the day or whatever your responsibilities are that particular day. And one of the things that you don't have the luxury is sleep. So, this is a great herbal medicine that you can take for yourself to be able to get you, push you through those times where you have to make rational thinking or rational decisions and be able to stay up and get to a point where you can take a break. One of the things that I also like about oat straw is the fact that it also helps with anyone who's having blood pressure issues. It is awesome because it helps reduce your cholesterol in your blood. So that is another awesome thing about oat straw. Now, even though I told you that it does help you be able to maintain that long-term energy, it is a sedative in a way, it's a low key sedative. Like I said, it just helps like ease the levels of feeling really anxious or feeling overly stressed out about a situation, and it just helps you relax, but it doesn't do it quickly and suddenly. And that's, or quickly and suddenly is kind of the same thing, but it doesn't do it suddenly. It was just period. And that's one of the cool things about oat straw that I love. Now, before I go on and on and on about oat straw and all its fantastic benefits that I can love about it, I want to share with you something that would really probably be super helpful for you at this particular moment in time. And I know some of us have these issues where you're trying to get over something, right? Be it smoking, be it whatever that you might have an addiction to. Oat straw is an awesome tonic to take that can help you ease those addictive craves that you'll get. Okay, so it is wonderful for that sort of issue that you might be facing in your life. And the other thing that I want to bring up before I get into men, start sowing your oat straw benefits. I wanted to say that the other really cool thing about oat straw is the fact that to coincide with trying to get over any kind of addictive habits that you are going through right now, it also helps with dealing with anxiety. So that is part of the issue sometimes, that nervous feeling that you get, the edgy feeling that you get when you're getting over or trying to deal with something personal in your life, as far as an addiction is concerned, getting over one. It gets rid of those anxious, nervous feelings that you get when you're, or just like crankiness. It just calms all of that down. And so oat straw is a wonderful herbal medicine to add to help you recover from those issues. All right, men, start revving up those engines, because I am going to tell you why oat straw is so beneficial in helping you sow your oats. Yeah. All right, when you say so, it's not like S-E-W. Okay, I'm just saying. However, the reason why oat straw is so fantastic in helping men in particular with their issues that they might have sexually, be it your libido, be it the stamina during your intimate time with that special someone in your life when you want to do the wah, wah, wah. Yeah. What it does is that it helps address any of the issues that can cause you to kind of like just back up a minute and take a breath, right? And kind of just, you get so worked up and nervous that you can't, you know, work up. So oat straw does, since it is a tonic for your nervous system, it helps calm your nerves. It helps the anxiety levels like just slow down a bit. So that way you can be able to concentrate on what you want to do at that particular intimate moment in time. And the other thing about oat straw is that because it also works with your endocrine system, so if you are having any type of hormonal imbalances in your life right now, it helps that balance out as well. And this can work for women too, but I am addressing men in particular right now for this particular episode as far as oat straw is concerned. And that's why oat straw is super beneficial for you if you are having some sort of issue in that way. And if you pile it up with something like saw palmetto, panax ginseng, cacao, or horny goat weed. Yeah, you can buddy that up with your milky oat straw, and that can help get your engine going. Yes. And the way you do that, and I'm going to go ahead and get to it, it's really super simple and easy. And this is one of the reasons why I started out with this particular herb when I was getting into herbalism, as far as the suggestion is concerned too, is because it's so simple. And you don't have to worry about, like, as far as any type of flavor to it. It doesn't have a really strong flavor if you drink it on its own, which is really nice, because sometimes people get off or go off on herbalism because they'll try a particular tonic or an infusion and they'll go, oh, it tastes so strong or awful and I'll never do it again. This is not like that. It's very, very, very mild. So this is what you do. All you have to do is, if you have a 2-quart mason jar, you take a cup of dry milky oat fresh green tops. And when I say fresh, I mean, you know, you can just buy the dried version. And you put it in your 2-quart mason jar, fill it up with hot boiling water, and make sure when you do your first fill, you kind of wait about 15 minutes or until it starts steeping down to the bottom of your jar, and then you refill it up. And it's very important that you refill it up all the way to the top, because there's going to be an air gap, and you don't want to have that air gap there, because you're going to let it sit overnight or for at least 4 hours before you start to consume it. Okay, it's very important that you wait the 4 hour for an infusion, because it is not a tea version. And the infusion is a much stronger, potent tonic for you to take. So the stronger it is, the better it's going to work for what you want it to do for you and your body. So there you go. That's what oat straw can do for you men for sowing your oats. It is wonderful for taking that stress off of your daily stressors in life. If you have a really high level stress job, this is a great thing for you to have right before you go to bed, or first thing in the morning before you set off for your day at work. It's just an amazing thing to take. And on that note, I am going to go ahead and leave it at that. And for you to continue on your journey with oat straw and how it can help improve your life. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed this pod trail today. I am so excited about sharing this particular herb with you, because it was my first herb that I used that helped me get to my love of learning more about medicinal herbs and using them daily in my life and reaping the benefits from what they sow for me and my body. So I hope they do the same thing for you. And until next time, my friends, what do we do, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers? We love ourselves kindly and are grateful for one thing each day. And I will catch you on the next pod trail. Take care.
Listen, it's a long road to get us where we want to go. It's a long road to get us where we want to go. I'll keep on going, no matter.